Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Well, that's a fantastic start, Hannah, to our Moving Up radio show. We've started with a sneeze.
I don't know why. I'm just sat here with this big, this blue light on, and all of a sudden, just in the corner, there's a sneeze. Like,
that's our fanfare. Shall we start every show that we do with a sneeze?
I can't. It's out of the blue.
Christina, could you bring some pepper in next time? And you can spray that around in front of Hannah so that we get a lovely sneeze. Achoo! This is the Moving Up radio programme.
My phone's time just changed to French and back in 4 seconds. New record.
Oh, that's... My
phone doesn't understand me. It'll stay on British time. It'll go to French, German, all that. So.
Oh, you're still very much in Europe then, Toby, if you've got different European times.
A bit like King Kong.
So who have we got round the table talking today? Who have we got?
Hannah Parker.
Okay, and who else have we got?
Christina.
Loosemore. And you are?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, a.k.a.
No, it says Phoenix.
Right.
We got it.
And my name's Claire Barnes, and we are part of the Moving Up radio team.
We're part of Vectis Radio.
That will be broadcast on...
Vectis Radio.
Vectis Radio, that's right. So... What's the frequency?
On 104.6... and online, this Vectis Radio.
We have special guest in the studio. It's in the shape of Claire. Now, Claire is part of the... Now, just clarify, Claire.
Yes, Ian.
Clarify, hi. Claire. Good morning. good morning, Clarity Claire. Is it the Moving On Up team or the Moving Up team?
It's Moving Up.
Moving Up team, which consists of yourself.
That's right.
And also Shelley. Sherry, she helps out.
Yeah, a little tipple, Sherry.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, am I giving away her secrets?
A little tipple. Just, if you want to remember her name, just think of a little tipple. So you'll find I'll call her Rum.
Sorry,
next
Sherry.
Time. Consists of the rest of the team. We have Hannah Banana Barker, who pushed
we
a button.
We do. The
for
button
us to go FM.
Herself. Yeah.
Without that button being pushed, we wouldn't now be
wouldn't
FM.
Be here now. Yeah.
Who else do we have?
We've got Christina Loosemore.
Okay, and she comes as a package.
As a package with her faithful friend Georgie.
Okay, and we'll be talking to
Christina in a bit,
and Georgie as well,
and Georgie maybe.
Oh, we don't do that because he might get upset.
No, he might respond.
I won't shout out that word. All right, I won't do that.
Yeah, don't you dare.
And who else do we normally have on a Tuesday?
We've normally got Toby.
Last seen at McDonald's
Last seen
this morning.
At McDonald's this morning. Toby, if you're listening, you're supposed to be here.
And there is two more members.
Yeah, and there's Alicia and Josh.
Now, Alicia does the cooking.
She does.
And Josh does the fascinating facts.
Yeah.
Hannah's
doing film reviews.
And she sometimes goes to the cinema.
Yeah.
But... because she can't stop talking, they put tape over her mouth, don't they?
So yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Otherwise, she gets kicked out. And Christina is going to be talking about...
Christina is a great animal lover, so she's going to be talking about animals and pets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do.
We are indeed.
Very, very soon. Anything you want to add to that?
No.
Do you want to say hello to anybody whilst you're up here on FM? No.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, Mum. What's Mum's name?
My mum's name's Margaret.
Okay, where's Margaret listening?
She'll be at home.
Home, right, okay.
In Newport.
All right, Margaret, in Newport.
Not too far away, yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I'm Josh, and I'm going to amaze you with my fun facts.
the 29th of May is officially Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. The person who invented the frisbee was cremated and made into a frisbee when he died. The 20th of March is Snowman Burning Day. Over 1,000 birds a year are killed by smashing into windows. Squirrels forget where they hide half of their nuts. The Bible is the most shoplifted book in the world.
What's the origins of Put the Pillow on the Fridge Day, Josh?
The origin of Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day are unknown, but common wisdom is that the holiday gives a modern day twist to the old tradition of putting linen in the pantry to bring luck.
I've never heard of Snowman Burning Day.
Snowman Burning Day marks a change in the season and the transition from winter to spring. This traditional celebration by America and Swiss citizens to mark an end of winter.
Oh, I never knew that. You have been listening to Josh's Fun Facts.
This is Vectis Radio. It's FM 104.6 and we're online. And we're just going to do our record of the week in a mo. But before we do all of that, we've got to chat to the one, the only, Hannah Banana Barker. Morning, Hannah.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Splendid to be here.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes.
Do anything nice?
I came here.
Did you? And do anything special?
Well, I pressed the button.
You pressed the button for us to go FM.
Yeah.
And without you, we wouldn't be up here now on FM.
I know. I felt really privileged because you... I may be a small part of it, but it's so bigger than what I have ever done.
Hey, look, everyone's got to play their part, and you played yours. You're just as big as everyone else. Don't let anybody else tell you any different. Mm. All right. So thank you for coming along and pushing the button.
Let's get
down to business. Yeah. Your part in all of this is a movie. You go along to sometimes you'll go to the cinema and they'll put gaffer tape across your chops so that you don't get kicked out because you're always talking, and I've never known you to stay quiet longer than 5 minutes, let alone for an hour and a half to watch a film. So, and then sometimes you watch a film at home. So what film are you featuring this week?
Okay, this film will come out in 2014. Is a fantastic film. I would recommend it to anyone, and it's called The Book Thief.
The Book Thief. And I think I've seen this.
Yeah.
And go on, just give us the storyline, roughly.
Well, it's set in World War II time in Berlin, and the sculpture from the trial side of the war, and it's a fantastic film.
I don't recognise too many from the cast, but I know Emily Watson's in it, and I know that Roger Allam's in it as well, and I think the little girl's played by Sophie Nalise, and I think I've actually seen it, and it's one of those powerful movies.
Yes.
So you can recommend it.
Yeah, it's because the little boy in the film, and he's forced in love with that little girl in the film, and sadly he died from a bomb blew up his house.
Right.
And it's so touching, so moving.
So you're like that, you're a big softy, aren't you? You watch all these, I mean, the other film you compared it to was The Imitation Game.
Yeah.
Which is another fantastic film as well. Have you ever seen The Boy in Striped Pyjamas?
Yeah.
That's a lovely film too.
But also sad. A sad ending. I like all those types of films.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you ever, when you can't do it when you're in the cinema, but do you do it when you're at home? Because I know you're a chatterbox and you talk a lot. Do you ever like get to the point where you think, I've just got to talk, I'll put it on pause?
No.
What, you actually shut up for the whole film?
Like, because I find it interesting to watch it, then chase them.
Look, Barker, you're not fooling anyone here. You mean to tell me that when a film is on, you don't say a word, you are hush-hush till the end of the film?
You need to find out. Come and see a film with me.
All right, I might just do that one day. All right. Thank you for that. And, I have seen that film, but I'd watch it again. It's one of those films you could watch every sort of 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah. And thank you for pushing our button as well. And thank you for inviting me out to the cinema and paying for all my chocolates and sweets and things.
No, you're paying.
How did I know that was coming?
Hi, my name's Alicia, and my recipes today is pumpkin soup. First, wipe the work surface and wash your hands. Put an apron on. Ingredients you will need: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 onions finely chopped, 1 kilogram pumpkin, or squash peeled, deseeded and chopped into chunks, 700 liters vegetable stock or chicken stock, 115 liters double cream. First, heat the olive oil in a large saucepan, then gradually cook the onions for 5 minutes until soft but not colored. Then add the pumpkin or squash to the pan, then carry on cooking for 8 to 10 minutes, stirring occasionally till it starts to smooth and turns golden. Then pour the stock into the pan and season it with salt and pepper and bring to the oil. Then simmer for 10 minutes until the squash is very soft. Then pour the double cream into the pan back to the boil, and then puree with the blender. To make it smooth, you can pour the soup through the fine surf.
Well, I reckon we should start making this. It sounds really nice. Haven't made it for years. Have you had it recently?
Yeah, at school I have.
Did you? Oh, is it good stuff? After that cold spell yesterday, I think it's ideal.
Vectis Radio. It's Macca here with the team from, the Moving Up team. And the next member of the team to pop into the studio and see me is Christina. Morning, Christina.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. There's lots of things I want to ask you, but obviously for those people that have just joined us on FM, they might not know who you are. So Christina comes... Where do you live? Over in Sandown Way, Winford? Is it Winford?
I live in Winford.
You live in Winford, and you've got Georgie with you.
Yes,
just tell us a bit about Georgie.
So Georgie's my assistant's dog from Ability Dogs for young people.
And he helps you out on a daily basis.
He does.
And he sat down at your feet now, and he helps you get about.
Yes, he does. He's really good.
And generally, he tells you when to go to bed as well.
Oh, yeah.
He tells it. That's not him making a noise, is it?
That's the chair.
So, Georgie says that he helps you on a daily basis with all sorts of things. What's the most important thing about George?
Really, how much confidence he gives me.
Okay. Would you have ever imagined you being on the radio without George?
No, not really. I mean, I would give it a go, but I think it just gives me much more confidence to do this.
And how long have you had George?
I've had him for 3 years.
Okay. And it's made a massive difference to your life, hasn't it?
He has.
Okay, well, I'm glad you come in. I'm glad you brought George in as well, because you're part of the Moving Up team, and your part is you're going to be talking about animals generally, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Okay, so this time we're not talking about animals, though. We're talking about, what would they be? They'd be the fish. You're talking about goldfish, aren't you? It's a goldfish you're talking about?
I'm going to talk about tropical fish.
Well, tropical fish. Okay, you obviously got some then.
Yes, I have.
How many have you got?
I've got about 20 fish, because I've all kind of different ones. I've got some angel fish.
Right.
They can grow really, really quite big. I've got one that's black and gold. So she's mostly black, and then she's got little bits of silver on her, and then little bits of yellow, so that makes her look really, really nice.
So you've got the your fish tanks then. Where have you got them? Have you got them sort of in the lounge? Because I'd be tempted to watch them rather than the telly.
I've got one in my bedroom, and Mum's got one down in the lounge. So we've got two in the house.
Okay, they're all bright, lit up.
Yes, we got very bright fish in there as well.
Okay. I remember, can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
I used to live with a lady that was a fishmonger. Okay, that's what she used to do for a living. She used to chop up fish. And we went into, I can't remember where it was, somewhere where my son was going to choose, because he was only about seven or eight, and he was going to choose two goldfish, and he was going to call them Tom and Jerry. And he did, he got them in the end. And we went in, and we sort of said to the lady, we want those two there. And she said, oh, I heard you talking about fish just now. What do you do for a living? And my ex said, I'm a fishmonger. And it was like the Grim Reaper was there watching over all these fish. Hilarious at the time. So you've got to, do you have to feed them on a daily basis?
We feed them every other day. They have two handfuls of fish food. I've also got a plek in there, and he...
A what in there?
A plek. And what they do is they stick themselves to the glass, and he cleans the glass.
What's a plek?
It's like a big tropical fish. It can grow to about 3 inches long.
What, and he actually cleans the inside of the glass?
Yes.
We should get one and do the inside of our windows. Shouldn't we? That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? All right. Well, look, we're looking forward to you being part of the Moving Up team. And we found a nice little space for it on a Sunday. And so we're going to say to people, make sure you're listening, because you're going to find out more about animals and pets and obviously fish as well. And you've got a dog, you've got fish. What other pets have you got?
I've got a horse.
A horse as well?
Yes.
So, I don't suppose a horse lives inside like the fish and the dog. So,
no.
How many horses you got? Just one.
Just one horse.
Just one. Yeah. What's the horse's name?
She's called Millie.
Millie. Okay. What about the fish? Do they all have 20 names given them?
They used to, but I've forgotten them.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Can you tell them apart?
Some of them I can. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting, because I couldn't. Anyway, thank you for being there.